What up, what up, what up, world? It's your man T here. Today, what's the topic for today, man? I was just on a called in on a talk radio show. Big shout out to LaRue Daniels. I appreciate that, being able to voice my opinion on your show. Beautiful show. Always listen to it on Sirius XM Urban View Radio. So it's big shout out to them guys. But when it comes to certain things in life, man, this is what I feel like. I think the topic was talking about education. If we want to address the situation when it comes to education, when it comes to the disparities, what we need is a call of action from the brothers, like the millionaires who play sports, the millionaires who are entertainment, whether you make millions or not. We need to, this is what they mean when they say pool your resources. Buy land, build houses on those land. When you're building the houses, let's say for an example, what you want to do is, if you can find you a black construction company, black home builders, black masonry personnel, or however they do a subsidiary company, that's how you do it. That's how we do it. You 10 acres, 20 acres, Rick Ross, I commend you, because that idea that you're doing with the promised land, that's what we need. You planting that seed, hopefully other people follow suit. Like, there's no reason why we don't have a real Wakanda. I think they said something like Akon is trying to put together something like that. There's no reason we don't. There's no reason why we don't have to depend on white people. I mean, if you're telling me that we spend billions of dollars economically as a collective group of people, and you're telling me we make up 13-14%, to me that makes no sense, because you're putting black people in a category to say they're the African Americans. But I don't even want to get into that. Would be a whole nother ball game when I discuss it, when we're talking about people like when you're talking about people like whether they that's just another ball game. But for the most part, I'm just being honest to say, like, we need to put the resources together. Those teachers who have been in the profession, may be retired, hey, you can say, hey, tell your students that I'm going to be teaching this class, and you start a school. You can do it online nowadays. That's how you do it, if that's your passion, if that's your calling. You can do it like that. People doing it every day now. Find out how you can start that school where you can actually teach children. So if the parents, black parents, saying, I don't want my son or daughter to go to that school because they out here not teaching the real history of America and black people, then that's the way you stop that. You teaching them. The catch to it in life and in real time and in reality is that means that the white people will still be getting taught what they're taught, which has always been a distorted history. It's been history, but it's been distorted, and it's also been one-sided. Which is natural, because the only side a slave can witness or see his or her life through is that of a slave. A master, so to speak, or owner, he can see life as the owner. He doesn't understand what it means to be humiliated, beat, raped, stripped of your language, your history, your spirituality, things of that nature. So you always look at it through those eyes versus the other person's eyes. So you know what I mean. So it's crazy, but the truth just needs to be told, and it is what it is. Now, is that to say that if you're teaching kids the truth, or children, I should say, the truth, or adults the truth, that's a bad thing? Absolutely not. That simply means that when you're teaching people that, hey, this is what happened, it was unfortunate, but we're supposed to have grown to the point where we know better. We're supposed to have grown to the point where you actually understand and can see that there's a change. There's a change in the dynamics. There's a change in not just monetarily, but economically, sociably, where people are being who they supposed to be, which is a loving human being. That's just my opinion on that part. But, you know, that's just the way I see it. So, but, you know, part two, you know, I'm sitting there listening to the news, and I'm hearing him talk about Donald Trump, and I hear him talk about what's the thing going on, Mar-a-Lago. I hear senators and congressmen saying, well, they need to give us this. Well, why? If you're telling me that the law, because you can't have it both ways, you can't be on here telling people that laws matter, because clearly they don't matter if you're telling me a person can break the law, and because they are quote unquote the president, they can. Where does that even make sense? Even if it's not in the Constitution, that's because they felt that you had enough sense to know if a person breaks the law, he, she is not a king or a monarch where they can't say it hasn't been broken. They just saying while he or she is in office, we won't indict them, but once their term is up, we will, because now we're prosecuting the individual, the person, not the title. It's not hard. It's not hard to understand. So how is it that you got people who are in office who got law degrees upon law degrees and did this and they don't even get it? They don't understand. Somebody need to explain that to me, to make me understand as though I'm 5 years old. Make me understand, how is it that you don't understand or comprehend that they're saying, nah, we're not going to indict a sitting president because that'll look bad on the country. Because if we do, that means we're going to have to remove him 9 times out of 10, which could throw the world into chaos. That's the common sense part about the shit. But part two is, no, but once he or she's done with office, now we'll prosecute him. Why? Because they still was a citizen of the United States of corporate America. So therefore, they themselves as the president, we wasn't going to prosecute. But the individual, they're two different entities. Hence, the reason why he signed the president of the United States versus him signing as Donald J. Trump. Understand that. He signs one that says the president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Whenever he usually, it's usually the seal. I mean, that not him, usually put just president, but usually you get something to say the president of the United States of America, then they sign their name, and then this usually has the presidential seal, which is certifying that this is a individual that is at the highest level of the federal government. So, next to the Federal Reserve chief, who isn't even government, but limitless power nonetheless, and hence he can or she can inflate, deflate numbers. But that's the difference, man. So, this is going on my broadcast. So, just know this is it. The Real Black Experience, man. We back. We back. We just trying to make it live. We just trying to set it up so you can understand. If you got any questions, you can email me at terrence475@gmail.com. Ask me anything. We're going to get it popping. We're going to get it cracking. So, you know what I mean? This is what we do. Holla at your boy, man.